Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Latter Rain 333, and I come to you in the name of our Lord Jesus, sharing with you the things that the Lord has been showing me. I want to thank all of you who have been supporting this ministry, whether through donations or through prayer. I really, really so appreciate you all, and I want you to know that I continue to be praying for all my subscribers. For those of you who don't know very much about me, quickly I just want to tell you that by profession, I am a teacher. I was a special ed teacher specializing in dyslexia, but in 2018, the Lord called me into full-time ministry. Actually called me at the end of 2017, but I stopped working and stopped teaching in 2018. And that's because the Lord wanted me to spend more time with Him and be able to hear from Him in a stronger way and in a clearer way. And it was a very tough thing for me to do because I had been teaching for most of my career, and it was something I love. I love children. I love to teach. I love to help people. But I needed to be obedient to the Lord. And once I stopped teaching, it was absolutely amazing how the Lord started talking to me in even a more clearer way and more often. So basically, my day starts with the Lord and it ends with the Lord. I dedicate my mornings to Him as much as possible so I can hear from Him and hopefully hear the messages and the things that He wants to be showing me, and to be walking in the Spirit and not in my own ways and in my own flesh. So this is a full-time ministry for me, and I hope that you all are blessed by the things that the Lord has been showing me. All right, so today, brothers and sisters, I have a quick word that the Lord gave me. He has been talking to me ever since November 7th. I have had one download after the other. I don't know how I'm going to get caught up on all of it, but Lord willing, I will be able to get as much out there as the Lord allows me to. I have a message that He gave me in October. It's part of a message. It was the beginning of a message. And I feel like today is the day I'm to release that part of the message, and also this word. So the word that I heard on the 12th of November upon awakening, and I often hear words from the Lord when I'm first waking up, whether it be He wakes me up in the middle of the night to write it down or early in the morning. And what I heard was this. I heard, "It is a trap and a snare, and my people will be caught unaware." I didn't even realize it rhymed until I was working on it for this video. I'm going to say it again. It is a trap and a snare, and my people will be caught unaware. So take it to the Lord for interpretation. What I believe the Lord at this point is talking about is that people right now are being deceived on so many levels, but they don't see it. It's not about the different parties for this election. It's not even about that, because there's deception that is falling on both sides, and it's also falling on the saved and the unsaved. And they are so blinded. People are so blinded right now, I believe, by their devotion to either party, that they are failing to see a bigger picture of what is coming and what is happening, regardless of who wins. So I believe this is possibly what the Lord was talking to me about the snare, that His people are being deceived because they don't see a bigger picture of what's truly coming. You know, we need to pray and ask the Lord to open our eyes right now. It's really, really important, because the enemy is trying to really deceive God's people. So we need to pray for wisdom and revelation and further understanding and clarity. Remember, brothers and sisters, we are living in the last days. Therefore, we are going to see prophecy unfolding. So we need to go to the Word of God and then compare it to what is happening now. And that's what I urge you all to do. I urge you to go and check out Revelation. Check out, especially right now, from Revelation 11 to Revelation 18. Those are very important timelines and time frames that I believe that we're starting to see. So I wanted to share that with you. The next thing I want to share with you is this message that I received. Like I said, I received this at the end of October. I don't have the exact date in front of me, and it was for 2020. And I'm going to call this, "The Beast Overcomes for a Short Time." Here's this message. "Keep your eyes forward on my path of life. Choose carefully every step you take. I will go before you and anoint each step. Much is happening around the world. Closed doors. There are meetings, secret meetings, behind closed doors. They plot on the best way to administer the mark and to make all people not only compliant, but slaves to the beast. They hate my children, those who call me Lord and King. They consider them the true enemy of the state, and it is their challenge on how to eliminate and silence my people. You will be marginalized and for a time overcome. But this is only like a seed that is planted that opens up and produces a great harvest. Nothing can silence my presence on the earth because all things point back to me. Even the rocks will call out my praises if my people do not. All of my creation is my Father's handiwork. Though the enemy tries to counterfeit me in all things, he fails miserably. He will never have complete control of my creation or my people. Like the spirit of Haman that has swept the land, their time will be cut off. Yes, they will do some harm and carry out their wicked deeds and schemes, but only what I permit. I am in total control of all things. Enter now into my gates with thanksgiving and into my courts with praise. Be overcomers. This is entirely possible with the help of my spirit." Sorry about that. All right, brothers and sisters, that's where I'm going to end for this message. Now, the Lord mentioned in here that we will be marginalized, and that's a word that I do not use, and so I needed to look it up to see exactly what the definition was, and it says in Webster Dictionary, "To relegate to an unimportant or powerless position." And the Cambridge Dictionary, it says, "To treat someone or something as if they were not important." And oh my heavens, when I read that, the first thing that came to my mind is abortion. Because the babies are treated as something or someone, that they're treated like they're not alive, as if they were not important, that they are not deemed important. And I believe that this is what's going to happen right now, that this is the beginning. The abortion was just the beginning of human life being marginalized and not being worth keeping alive. So I think this is what the Lord was sharing in this message that he gave me. We are going to see persecution, brothers and sisters. We are going to see the mark of the beast come. But you know what? The exciting thing is that the Lord, he is coming back really soon. We don't know exactly when, but we need to keep our eyes focused on him. And we don't know the exact timeline, but he has told us to look for certain things and that would be the season on when he returns. And I believe we are seeing those signs of his return. We're seeing that we are living in the season. So we are not to be afraid of what's coming. We're not. That's a snare and a trap in itself, is being afraid, because you're not going to make the right decision. You're going to get through all of what's coming, brothers and sisters, through faith and trust in God. You know, if we have faith as small as a mustard seed, we can move mountains. It is our faith and our trust in the Lord that will get us through all these times. All right, I want to read, you know, a lot of people don't understand that in the last days that God's people, the saints, will be persecuted. And I'm just going to read two examples of that from the book of Daniel. One's in Daniel, they're both in Daniel 7. One's in verse 21. The other one's in verse 25. And I'll end with these two verses. The first one: "I was watching, and the same horn was making war against the saints and prevailing against them. And the second one, he shall speak pompous words against the Most High, shall persecute the saints of the Most High, and shall intend to change laws, times and laws. Then the saints shall be given into his hand for a time and times and half the time. And that's the end of Daniel 7:25. Now, for those of you who don't know what time, times, and half a time is, you can read about that also in the book of Revelation. And what it stands for is 3.5 years. 3.5 years. That's a time, times, and half a time. So when it says that the saints will be given into his hands for 3.5 years, that's what that was talking about. All right. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for coming once again and for listening to what the Lord has shown me. Please go ahead and feel free to put your comments below. I do so appreciate everything you all have to say. We are all part of the bigger puzzle. We are the body of Christ, and we are to share with one another. So let's continue doing so. I love you all. I continue to pray for you. Stay strong.